banger. Oh yeah, I'm finna make a banger with this one. I'm a Liverpool fan, not sure if I mentioned that. Liverpool Football Club. I'm a huge Liverpool fan because I was born just south of Liverpool in Birmingham. Okay, it's a few hundred miles from Liverpool, and people call me a fair weather fan, a fan just because they're successful. That's not true. I've been a fan for 40 years, since I was a baby. And yeah, they were successful then, but I didn't have success with the team for over 20 years. Well, not much success anyway. I mean, lots more success than a Birmingham City fan. You know, leave me alone. Now, who wants to be a fan of an unsuccessful club? I've never understood it. It makes absolutely no sense. I want to make my life better, not more miserable. People go, oh, you have to support your local team. Why? It makes no sense. If they're rubbish, support someone successful. Anyway, I'm genuinely excited when Liverpool win. It's ridiculous, but they've won a lot this season already, and it comes down to one man, the manager, Jurgen Klopp. And a few other men, including the best centre-half in the world, Virgil van Dijk, or as he's known on the back of his shirt, Virgil. It's cool, man, Virgil. Not as cool as Klopp, though. When he came in, he installed in Liverpool the concept of the gegenpress. That's when the whole team presses the opposition as soon as they've got the ball to try and get it off them. Genius. They give the ball away, they get it back immediately. Give it away, they get it back immediately. It's genius. Before Jurgen Klopp came along, it was like, have it, have the ball, we don't care. Have that, score a goal, don't care. Now Klopp's the manager, it's give the ball away, get it back immediately. Klopp is a genius. He's also just a lovely man. He gives half his money away to charity. He gives millions to charity over the years. He's given over £3 million just in the last year. And the interesting thing is, he's taken it back immediately. It's almost gegenpressing, that man. Anyway, we come to Virgil van Dijk, the best defender in the world. So big, so skillful, so cool, so attractive, the coolest footballer you will ever see. Oh, beautiful man. Oh, can't stop thinking about him. Nothing comes past him. And what happened to him a few years ago? What happened to Virgil? He got injured and he was out of football for half a year. And you know what? I was genuinely depressed about it. I love Birmingham. I mean Liverpool. And they weren't winning as much without him. And I'm happy when they win, and I'm depressed when they lose or when someone gets injured. And it's pathetic and it's ridiculous. I know, it's mental. It's mental. Grabbing hold of something as a kid and never wanting it to end. And being sad when you think it's going or gone. But saying it like that, it's not pathetic, is it? It's just love. It's love, isn't it? And when love goes, you want it back, don't you? You always want the big ball of love back in your heart. Literally nothing else matters. So if you lose love, get it back. Get it back. Do everything to get it back. Gegenpress. Always gegenpress.